that declare the meeting officially open and welcome everyone in this meeting. I want to start off by apologizing on behalf of the chairperson of this committee. He has some commitment, and as you know that we are two chairpersons in one committee, so I will be chairing this meeting. But before I do so, I think it will be important that we introduce ourselves. I see faces that are not familiar so that we can know who is not here. My name is Kathy Dlamini. I'm the chairperson of social services, but acting chairperson of education and recreation today. I will be chairing this meeting. Let me start from this side.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. My name is George Michalakis. I am a permanent delegate from the Free State, normally on the Security and Justice Cluster, but a visiting member today. Thank you.
Good morning. Kwemora, Chris Harton, Northwest Province, member of the committee.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. My name is Lydia Mushodi from the Free State Province. Thanks, Honorable.
Ngiyabonga sihlalo, ngiyabingelela. Mina igama uDelisile wakwaNgwenya. I represent the province of Gauteng. Thank you.
Thabela, ke tsapane go edi Mampuru, ke emetse Limpopo province.
Ke a leboga modulasetulo, dumelang bagaetso, letso la ka ke Mtomhle Khawula from the Kingdom of KwaZulu-Natal.
Can we move this direction, DJ?
Oh, I don't know, I'm
sorry. My apologies.
Hello, you? Moleni nonke igama langu Thandi Mphambo Sibhukwana. Ndirepresenta iphondo lentshona koloni elisikolo. Lihle. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Fusi Mkhize, the Director General for the Department of Arts and Culture.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. My name is Vusi Themba Ndima. I'm the Deputy Director General for Heritage Promotion and Preservation in the Department of Arts and Culture. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Member. My name is Keza Pito, the CFO of the Lijol Buta District Municipality.
Morning, Honorable Chair. Morning, Honorable Members. My name is Vusmuth Rachwili. I'm the Director of Services at Masilunya Municipality.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Nonsizwe Mtshana, the Mayor of Masilonyana Local Municipality. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members. I am Pule Tsekedi, the Municipal Manager of Local Masilonyana Local Municipality. I thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Members. My name is Ludwig Ralibibi, Office of the Director General.
Good morning, Honorable Members and everyone present in the meeting. My name is Noluthando Skaka. I'm the Committee Secretary. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody in the meeting. My name is Lelum Zekomle, Corner Advisor for the Committee. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Linda Stokley is my name. I'm the Researcher for the Committee. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. My name is Kiso France. I'm the Committee Assistant of the Committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Mubin Mohammed, and I'm from PMG.
Good
morning, everyone. I am Aryan Micah from PMG.
Morning, everyone. I'm Marco, and I'm shadowing for PMG.
Thank you very much for introductions. At least we know who is in the house. My special greetings to Her Excellency, the Executive Mayor in the house, one of the most important people in the local municipality. I assume it's where the project is taking place. We're dealing with a very important subject, honorable members, the Winnie Mandela, Branford House of Winnie Mandela. We all know the history of the Mandelas, except the late President Mandela, Winnie Mandela herself, the role she had played in the history of our country. So this project is very important to everyone. Sometimes you wonder what happened, how did it come to what it is today, but I will not go back to that. We had a chance to talk about that in our last meeting. Today we're going to do a follow-up on the progress made so far from the day we met. But in terms of apologies, just for the record, I just want to register the apology of the MEC from Off Culture, Sports, Arts and Culture in the province of Free State. We did receive an apology. I also have an apology from the minister and the deputy minister who are not part of the meeting. Also, Honorable Stock, who is on study leave. I'm told Honorable Samka may join us later. Those are the apologies that I have from my side. We are going to have a briefing just to recall where we ended last time. We spoke a lot about the perceived corruption in that project. We'll still call it a perceived corruption until proven otherwise. But we learned in our last meeting that a lot of money was used and that money could not be accounted for. We then took a decision as a committee that that part of investigation, we do not have a capacity as a committee to do investigation. We're going to refer that to SCOPA. But we also said that because this is happening between two houses, we have to be advised by our legal advisors. Unfortunately, today they've got so many meetings that need their presence, including meetings that are dealing with state capture in the Minerals and Energy Department. So they could not be part of this meeting so that we can officially refer that part of work investigation. But it doesn't take away our responsibility as a committee to do oversight on the progress of the work in that particular project. We will have the first presentation that we're going to have. It will be from the Department of Arts and Culture. And that will be followed by a presentation from the Free State Province. I am told that there is no one representing the province. I will recognize you, Honorable Mbonauna, representing the province. All what they did, they sent a presentation. They forwarded a presentation from the province. I will be guided by the committee how to deal with that particular presentation. I will have a presentation from the district municipality and also from the local municipality. These are the presentations that we're going to have. But then let me recognize Honorable Mamburu before, and Honorable Ngwenya, before I proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. I'm a little bit disappointed and disturbed at the same time. because the minister, the deputy minister are not here. The premier, the MEC are not here. We have officials. We have a report forwarded to us. I don't know who's going to talk to that presentation. Chairperson, I have a proposal here that it's like, I don't know what's happening, but we are not being taken serious about this museum. I am making a request, Chairperson, that because as a committee we have tried the best that we can up to where we are now, let it be the responsibility of the provincial department of the Free State to see to it that they ferry us from here to the Free State. Maybe in that regard, we'll be able to sit with them, because coming to Parliament is like there are many commitments that hinder them not to be here. Our officials are here, I'm happy, but we need the political aid to come and talk to us about this matter. Number two, legal is not here. I don't know when we finish this meeting, what recommendations are we going to do, because they were supposed to be here and give us a guideline in terms of how best can we address the matter. So I propose that we adjourn this meeting, but recommending that the provincial government of the Free State must take responsibility to see to it that we go to the Free State and deal with the matter. Thank you.
I think Honorable Mampuru has said what I wanted to say, but I wanted to be noted as well that it is regarded really as disrespect of this committee that all the people who are supposed to be here, especially the political heads, are not here. I think really this is the problem we've had since I came and became a member of this committee. Something must be done that will make people to take us seriously. So please, I request that my disappointment is recorded in this, and it should be noted that we cannot go on like this. This is a very important matter. We needed to sort this out, but we cannot do. We appreciate the presence of the officials, but it's not enough. So something must be done. We cannot go on like this. So I agree this meeting must be adjourned, and we set up another date, and we request that next time let us be respected and let us be given the respect due to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Chairperson, in respect of the sentiments, I agree with my colleagues. But then in respect of the way forward, I just differ a little bit. I would suggest that maybe we listen to the two presentations of those who are here, and then we do the other processes of those who are defying us, so that we don't just put them in the same basket when others have complied and others have not complied. Thank you.
Pambos Bokwane and Honorable Michalakis will be followed by Honorable Mishoti.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just want to echo my colleagues, especially the last one, that we listen to the two presentations from the officials and not put them in the same basket. But my disappointment is mainly with the political heads that are not here. They're not taking us seriously. And bear in mind, Honorable Chair, that this is the first meeting we need to account to our people. They want to know what is happening with the Maselonyala project of Winnie Mandela. They're not taking us seriously. I'm very, 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 very disappointed that they are not here. And even the deputy minister, if the minister is not here, the deputy minister should be here. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Not to want to repeat too much what my colleagues have said, I am in agreement with them. What I also would like to indicate is that the two municipalities are both here. So I think having them come all the way to Cape Town, it would make sense to at least hear their presentations, engage with them. The department is fairly easy, but it is very important that at some later stage we do get the province involved. They were in charge of this project for many years before they gave it over to the national department, so it is extremely important to at some stage engage with the provincial department. But while we have, and the expenses were made to bring the two municipalities here, in my opinion, I don't think there's a reason for us not to engage with them while we have the opportunity. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, as you know that in the NCOP we represent the province. I'm disappointed. I just want to this must be registered to say, really, indeed, I'm disappointed the manner in which the Department of the Free State treated this matter, because it's not the first time. Today, the Department of Arts and Culture, they are not here. The MEC, they are not here. The minister, the deputy minister are not here. Knowing exactly, Chairperson, these people are the political heat. We want to get the response from them. So, Chairperson, I'll move, recommend the proposal from the chief whip of this committee. Let's postpone this meeting. And I'll go further to explain, to say, even if we can listen to the two presentations from district municipality and Masilonyana. I know the municipal manager from Masilonyana. It's only 1 month in his office. The municipal manager, the MM, I don't think we're going to get the right response from her. Even the mayor also is a new mayor. When this thing was happening, these two, municipal manager and the mayor, they were not part of this thing. I don't think maybe we're going to get a good response. Really, indeed, Chairperson, now I move and second the recommendation from the whip of this committee. Let's postpone this meeting. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Two things. First, I think we need a written explanation for the absence of the major role players at the meeting. This is not acceptable. Secondly, as far as the two municipalities are concerned, we know that they are struggling financially and also with limited human resources available. I think it would be irresponsible for us to send them back and ask them to come back here for another day. I think while they're here, we should listen to their presentations. We cannot just condone their expenses and fruitless expenses, and having them come back here again. It is looking at the situation in which they find themselves in. So I'm in favour that we would at least that we should listen to the two municipalities and get their input. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I heard you, honourable members. You know, we are a democratic country. I had three views that had said, let's postpone the meeting. I had four views that said they agree with the concerns of all the members that it is not acceptable that we will not have political leadership of the province as well as national, even though there are apologies. But I also hear the views that are saying money has been spent. Honorable Mshodi, when you take over office, you carry all the sins of your predecessors. I think they are equally responsible for what happened in the past in that municipality. The executive mayor as well as the municipal manager. For the sake that they are here, they must have done their research so that they're able to respond on some of the issues. I think they are equal to the task. I believe in them. I will suggest that honourable members, we proceed, but not just proceed. We got to summon, if there's something like that, the province. It's not acceptable. This is the second meeting with serious issues that were raised here. At national level, DG, we appreciate that you are here.
as the head of the department administratively, but at least if you could get the deputy the minister or the deputy minister, is not acceptable. And we've been struggling to get a political leadership of this department to attend our meetings since we took office as a committee. And I think they take this project as serious as we do take it as a committee. In our next meeting, we expect them to be part of the meeting. If there was a proposal that we go to the province, carry the expenses that we go to Free State, I just want members to reflect on that. Financially, in terms of accountability, is it done? Is it possible? Or we summon the province to come? I think we can. That I know. We can summon them or subpoena, whatever term you use. We can do that. But the us going to Free State, I need to be advised by the committee. There are two ways we can do it. Go to Free State, subpoena them or summon them. Can I have advice just on that? Honorable Kaula, Honorable Mampuru.
Chair, thanks. If we go to the province, it will be at our own expense. But maybe it will be a good thing so that we also get to visit the site itself. But the province will not be able to foot the bill for us. Thanks.
No, thanks, Chair. On the issue of financing, I'm clarified. There's no problem with that. I only disagree about this appointing them to come to Parliament because they're failing to do that on their own. I still reiterate my argument to say political heads account to politicians. We are politicians. We are their counterparts. I mean, if they are not here and continue the meeting, what will be the way forward? Officials are here, I do appreciate, because they know the responsibilities they have to present to us. There's no mandate that will take from them, because at the end of the day, somebody as a politician needs to echo what really direction we need to go into. I still say, Chairperson, I mean, I'm not happy with the condition of the meeting, and I'll be excluded if we continue.
Okay. Can we agree that it will benefit us? We're just talking about something we don't know. That we, as we talk about it, at least we see. If it is possible to have a meeting at the site, I don't know whether it's possible. I don't know how is the site. But it will assist us. I'm looking at the face of the municipal manager. That face is telling a lot to me. But that's how you expose problems. Sometimes you don't have to talk, just expose them. Can we agree that you will go to Free State? I was checking with the committee secretary if it is possible that we can combine the two. If there's no plenary, the day we discuss the budget of the department, we also do this project in Free State in one day. So that, because we are very much tied in terms of the program. If there's no plenary, can we agree that our next meeting, DG, when we discuss your budget, we'll also discuss the issue of the project in Free State. We hope they will be able to come. We will be there, preferably, at the project site. If not there, but we'll want to go and see what is happening there. Can we conclude the other part of that and allow the presentation? I don't know how much time you want, DG. Can I give you 20 minutes? It's fine. Okay.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. We will proceed. The presentation indicates the background challenges that the contractor experienced. Then the investigation that relates to the IDT, who were the people who were commissioned to run with the project, the remedial actions that we have in charge made, and the implementation of the new agent that is now going to run with the project, but also the remedial measures that were of short term to secure the site, but also then the cooperation between ourselves as well as the Department of Human Settlements, and then the issue of the commitments by the key stakeholders. Chair, maybe slide 3 is a story that we told previously, but just to recap, that the department entered into the tripartite agreement, which included the provincial department as well as the Department for Sports and Arts and Culture and Recreation, as well as the IDT in July 2012. IDT then was contracted as an implementing agency there to develop, assist developing the plans for renovation and conversion of an interpretative center of Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela House in the Free State province, Brandfort. We'll remember that this house was bombed twice, and the last bomb was more devastating. Fortunately, not much life, no life was lost at that time. So this is a memorial project. The original plan then included the following: building a youth center, but later that was then going to be regarded as a multi-purpose center with IT equipment and Wi-Fi connection. Intention was that the center should not be an island, but it should benefit the community by bringing technological capabilities within the area. Because if you've got Wi-Fi, the people can be able to then go there and interact or send any documents or download information. Students can be able to do their research and using those capacities. But then to have also the refurbishment of the house done and converting it also into an interpretive center. The clinic intention was then to convert it into an exhibition space where people will be able to see what it looked like before 1987 when it was bombed, but also if there are any other artifacts that can be displayed. House was then initially petrol bombed, as we indicated earlier, twice. It was in August 1985, but then again in May 1987. In all these incidents, the targeted person, fortunately, was not, no life was lost. An amount of $3 million was then set aside by the department for the implementation of the project. This included 4% that the Independent Development Trust was to use for their own management fees of the project. Challenges then were encountered after the money, after the tripartite agreement was signed. And this was after IDT had appointed a company called DMZ Construction to renovate the bombed clinic and erect the new extension, originally a youth center, to the property. In November 2013, the company DMZ moved to the site to start work implementation. However, the contractor 2 months later left, and they raised the issue, according to their own report, that they were not being paid for 2 months by IDT. On the other hand, IDT reported to the department that the reason for the contract to be cancelled between them and the company, the construction company, was that the delayed payment, they didn't dispute that, but they said internally they had an IDT's changeover on financial systems, which then resulted in the delay. But secondly, that a principal agent who is supposed to manage and monitor that the construction takes place was not strong enough to do this work. We then had those two conflicting views, the company saying no, they left because they're not paid, IDT saying no, there was a problem with the management of the project process. So investigation then was undertaken following the allegations relating to the all projects implemented by IDT, when there was a complaint around what is happening around these projects. Among others, the department had to then institute an investigation. objection written to the quantity surveyor that had to be appointed, Rubicon quantity surveyors. The reason for that was that they needed to look into all projects that IDT was mandated to do by the Department of Arts and Culture. The letter sent to IDT was on the 9th of November 2016, communicating the findings by the quantity surveyor regarding the evaluation of all the previously managed projects by IDT. Several engagements were then held, and the termination of the MOU was a consequence between ourselves and IDT for all the projects that were under IDT. This coincided at the time anyway with the contract or the MOU lapsing. So we never renewed that contract with IDT because of the information and the outcome of the investigation by the quantity survey, which included, among other things, that the department was not getting value for money in terms of the projects, including this project, as well as the department being overcharged on professional fees. So we needed to rectify those, and we couldn't continue with the MOU with IDT. What then did we have to do? As a result, then the department had to look at various options to procure services that will still continue to deliver the project of Mama Winnie Madikizela Mandela in Brandfort. This project will now be implemented as per the agreement between ourselves and the Department of Human Settlements, by participating in the Department of Human Settlements transversal contract as permitted by law, in line with National Treasury Regulation 16A6.6, which says as follows in regarding of one department participating in another department's contract. The accounting officer or accounting authority may, on behalf of the department, constitutional institution or public entity, participate in any contract arranged by means of a competitive bidding process by any other state organ, subject to the written approval of such organ of state and the relevant contractors. So we're using that now as a means of intervention to make sure that the project does get done. So in November then last year, 2017, department appointed a bid adjudication committee, and they recommended the Resimati Consulting Engineers as an implementing agency who are from the database of human settlements. This work was tendered at a value of 1.926705.81 million rand. The Winnie Mandela project revised scope of work focuses on the restoration of the dwelling house, the bombed clinic, and converting them into an interpretive center, a multipurpose center with the Wi-Fi facilities and a parking space will also be constructed. The consulting engineers will enter into a service agreement with the DAC, and that is going to be taking place now on the 26th, that will be signing that, 26th of February. And then between February and April, the implementing agent will then go on site for a detailed project implementation plan or execution plan compilation. And we are hoping that they will submit that to us by the 9th of March, that project execution plan. This will then be giving us breakdown and detailed indication of the tasks to be implemented with clear milestones and time frames, as well as costs thereof. The implementing agency will then appoint a local qualified youth and female contractors to implement the project. that was based on what we put in the tender process to make sure that the issue of localization and women and youth aspect as per government's priorities is adhered to. So it had to be attended into the contract itself. During the tender process, it was made clear that will be the expectation. The IA then, as part of the SLA, is required to comply with the heritage restoration requirements, including working with the heritage expert and the Free State Provincial Resources Agency, who have been constantly part and parcel of our engagement, including when we even went there for the site visit, they have been there with us. Appointed contractor should then establish on site from the 1st of April 2018. Complete the construction by the 31st of October 2019. However, Honorable Chair, we were advised by the Deputy Minister to go back once we get the execution plan and work towards finishing this work as soon as possible. That 18 months as projected is too long. So we are hoping that that should be the case, but we will do that as long as it does not compromise the quality of work. But we will be revisiting those issues with the contractor once they have a clear breakdown of the deliverables and the milestones in their project plan. In the meantime, there is a need to secure the site. And this was based on the fact that there had been either perceived or correctly, because when we checked with the police, there had not been any case reported about any criminal activity that had taken place in that place. So we want to be clear about it, that it was based on perceived reporting, but we checked with the police and there was no such case reported. But there had been, as you visit the site, indication that there would have been people who might have been taking chances to stay there overnight or whatever in some days. So that we cannot dispute. But whether they were staying there just to sleep, those who are sleeping on the street, but that we did find evidence of when we visited the site. So Deputy Minister then instructed that we must ensure that this place is secured so that such untoward conduct or behavior does not occur. So a local company, we then went on a tender to get a security company that will secure that. A local company by the name of Chiron has been appointed to provide these 24-hour security services for the period of 3 months, assuming that by 1st of April work will start and there will be no need for security. That is why the time frame. That cost is at the value of 88,500. It has been appointed. It has also then was advised that it must appoint local employees because there was a question mark by some local people in the local municipality about insistence that there must be local people who get jobs in this process. And consequently, two female and two male sector officers are local based and were appointed. Patting Down Consulting and Projects has been also appointed to install a perimeter fencing, a guardhouse with running water and toilet facilities at a cost of 143,098 rand. It has appointed a total of 7 employees and subcontracted 30% of the total amount, in line with government's issue of SMMEs, that when you subcontract, at least 30% must be to the local companies. So we had to make sure that that happens. De La Casa was then the local company that was subcontracted to be part of this project. This perimeter fencing has been finalized as of the 26th of January 2018. The picture there indicates controlled access and work that has been done in relation to the perimeter fence. how are we going to work with the human settlements? The meeting between ourselves and the human settlements was held on the 14th of February 2018. And the outcome of the meeting was that in principle, human settlement will be participating and working with us in this project, and that the partnership will be then governed by the MOU. That the implement agency will go on site to conclude the project implementation plan as we indicated earlier. The DSC will then also identify and invite the following departments. Department of Science and Technology, with emphasis on the Council of Scientific Industrial Research, Department of Small Business Development, National Housing and Building Regulatory Council, Construction Industry Development Board. The reason for that, Honorable Chair and members, is that the idea is that in line with government's commitment on township economic renewal and growth and development, but also in line with making sure that it's a part of the municipality's integrated development plan to upgrade this area, this site must be the nexus for such development of Brantford. Should not be an island on its own. That is why these departments were identified, and we were fortunately, when the meeting was held in the precinct of Parliament on the day of the 7th, all parties in the local municipality, plus ourselves, Department of Human Settlements, as well as the province, and they were present in that meeting of the 7th. And therefore, there is a concurrence and agreement on the way forward around creating a precinct rather than a house only as a heritage, but it should form part of a bigger township development and renewal. So then the human settlement will assist with quality assurance as well as provide technical perspectives as the construction goes ahead. Human settlement will also confirm the extent of their commitment once the project implementation plan and costs thereof are finalized. Commitments by key stakeholders, DAC, complete the capital works, secure sites, as well as convene ongoing meetings. Free State Department of Sports, Arts, Culture and Recreation will monitor the restorative construction in collaboration with the Free State Provincial Heritage Agency. They will also assist with all permit processes in terms of declaration of the site as a provincial heritage site, but also they will assist in operationalizing the site. One of the critical issues here is that our Lejolebusa district municipality will then clarify ownership of the site in order to provide services, create a larger economic development zone strategy in line with the IDP, enable access to the surveillance hill. There is a surveillance hill when you are that the apartheid agents were used to monitor activities happening there. And if you stand at that, next to that tower, you will see the house down there. And the idea was that that should be part and parcel of this project because it has a direct link to the house and what happened there. So, Honorable Chair, as I indicated, then the next steps will be that the implementing agency will go on site to conclude the project implementation plan. And we are saying that will be by the 9th of March. And then they will present their project execution plan or project implementation plan with the cost. And we're hoping that will happen by the 14th of March. This will be done to both the national, provincial, and local government. Then the DAC will report back to the political principals by the 23rd of March concerning the project's progress. Construction is expected to begin the 1st April 2018. Honorable Chair, I would like to thank you for the opportunity. Thanks.
Thank you very much, DG. Can I invite the district to do their presentation? In your presentation, because we're meeting you for the first time, just in case if there was money budgeted at some stage for that project, if there was, spent, that will also apply to the local municipality. Can you take us through? Thank you. Remember you appearing before this committee? You did. Was it the portfolio committee?
Can I clarify, Honorable Chair? No, it was just a meeting that was convened by the Deputy Minister with all the parties concerned on the 7th of February, just to put all stakeholders together.
So take it, you're meeting us for the first time. We don't know about that meeting. That is why I had to get a clarity. Just speak as if speaking, talking to people who don't know anything about the role you played, because we're not part of that meeting. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. In the previous, I've joined municipality in 2012 as a CFO, district CFO. And then I think that my principles, the MM and the mayor, they are the one who can be able to answer maybe the questions concerning the budget and when the project was started and so forth and so forth. Because I was only attending the meeting, taken from the previous meeting of the 7th. I thought that the invitation for us, it was to address the issue that we agreed in the previous meeting where that saying that we need to meet with the local, because the local was not part of that meeting. Now then, the issue of the previous era, I cannot be able to comment on those, Chair, because then I don't have any information of this project currently. Then where the money went, what had happened before my era. Maybe then the mayor and then the MM will be able to respond in those questions. Then I was thinking that on this a matter where they said the LDM and the Mensilonyane must meet and start now coming with the way forward to work together in this project. It's where we agree. But then the previous information, I don't have the previous information. Maybe then the mayor, which is not here, and the MM, they'll be able to express themselves in those questions.
Only because you are the CFO, you speak figures. That is the only reason I will allow you to escape from this, because there's only one government, one district, since when? 2000? No, no, I mean the district. Whether you change faces, but information should be there. And if you come to a meeting like this, you do a research. Get all. You see, the DG was not there. This DG was not there. And he could not tell us that I was not there. We expect him to know. Because that there are new people, it doesn't mean that it's a new government. No. This district has been there. It doesn't matter who was responsible at the time. Records should indicate whether it's the mayor or whoever, especially in finances, the CFO must know. The CFO must know. It's not an excuse for me that you are not there. No. No, wait. Let me finish. See, this is another level. I'm from the municipality, so you can't play around with these things. We expect you. You can't just come to Cape Town and say you don't have answers. Why are you here then? Because you know there's a problem in this project. Why did you come here? To tell us that you are not there. The mayor and the municipal manager maybe will know. We don't want that. We know they're not here, but we want answers.
So in our next meeting, we want that information. We want it. We don't care who was there. All what we know, the district was there. And we know that the district was part of this. So we need that information. But for today, because you're meeting us for the first time, I will allow you to proceed with whatever you have now. But it's not an excuse at all. I don't want to hear that, Mayor, local, I don't want to hear that excuse. You inherited, there were people there. Records must be there. Those people who were there did not go with the records of the municipality. They left them there. It's for you to tap into those records, unless you don't want to tell us. We don't want to have an impression that you are hiding something, unfortunately. We are here to assist the project to move forward. Okay, can I allow you to proceed?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'll be able to go back in those previous years and get the record. And when I come to the next meeting in terms of the reporting on this project, I will check exactly what is the issue in terms of the money, the grant spent on this, or the money deposited in this particular municipality in terms of reporting. I'll bring everything when I come to the next meeting, Chair.
I don't know whether you want to ask now before he proceeds. I have two hands. Honorable Mikalakis and Honorable Kaula.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just to add a request that when the CFO comes back to account in that regard, if he can also come and account with regards to the 3 million rand that the municipality has been given in 2008 by the provincial department, and the reporting provisions that were gazetted as well. I sent out a question with regards to that, an official question for reply, back in October already. I know it's not the minister's fault because she probably then didn't get any response from the municipality, but I'm still awaiting a reply from October last year, I think at least October, with regards to that. I think it's important for this committee. Obviously, it can't be answered right now. But when the CFO comes back, the gazetted loan of 3 million rand for this project that was given by the province, if he can account to that. It also set out the reporting on a regular basis that the municipality must do to the province, which I've also no trace of, if it can just be included in the next meeting as well. Thank you, Chair.
No, thanks, Chair. I'm also puzzled, just like you said. I'm asking myself, when the CFO left Free State to come here on this subject, what did he say was coming here to do? When it's the shortest presentation ever to say, no, I don't know, I was not there.
Interrupted him because he started by saying those things that he can't, and you see, it puzzled me because he's a CFO. He's not done. You're not done. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Then I will bring the records of the, I'll go back from 2006 and 2007 as Honorable Councilor Makhalakis was saying. Chair, when I come back and give the report on these issues. Now, Honorable Makhalakis. Now, the other issue, Chair, when we agree in our meeting on the 7th, it was where that we agree that the district and the local municipality, which is Masilunyana, where the project is taking place, we need to agree about the tourist attraction spot, where that is municipality, we started engaging with the local municipality. We had our first meeting with municipality on the 16th, which is last week, Friday, where that we met with the office of the mayor and then the office of the MM to discuss the issues of the tourist attraction. In terms of our information submitted
discussed between us and the local. We were discussing the very same issue of the hill, where that maybe then we could be able to help the local municipality in terms of making sure that area has been utilized as one of the effective areas in terms of tourist attraction, as well as the issue of trying to revive the economy of the area. Then the mayor in that meeting was there, and then he was the one who was driving the meeting, our mayor and the mayor of Masilonyan. And then we have reached a certain agreement where we said that the district and the local will work together to make sure that we are supporting this project, Honorable Chair. I think that those are the few things that I can comment with in this project, because the understanding in the meeting, we wanted to make sure that our role is now clarified on this project and we know exactly what somebody has to do when we are facing anything that concerns the project. Honorable Chair, thank you.
No, thank you very much. It will assist that maybe when we meet next time, we have that in writing. I realize that you do not have a written presentation. But also to clarify that you're not supporting the project. National is supporting you. Because the project is there by you. I will come back when I ask my questions, because I had hoped that you'd give me a vision of what you have for that area. It should be touching you more than anyone else, because you know what happened in that house. The value of the house, any one of us is supporting that, because Mama Winnie is a national figure, but it starts at local level. But it may mean that you go back and sit down, and really, I'm not sure if I understand your role after you've spoken. Can I allow the local municipality to do their presentation?
Thank you, Chair. Honorable members, Chair, our presentation as local municipality will speak to a few issues: overview, location, background, challenges, new developments, public participation, inputs, and envisaged outcomes, and the steering committee. But perhaps before one goes into the presentation, Chair, let me talk directly to the questions in relation to the budget as you posed earlier on. Chair, the background that we are coming from as Masilonyan local municipality is that of financial distress. But we are in a process, because we are now under Section 139(1)(b) as a municipality, wherein the administrator was appointed last year to try to change the misfortunes of the municipality in terms of in the main revenue. So we are now implementing what we call the financial recovery plan. And we're hoping upon the success thereof, clearly some money will be budgeted towards this project, for we are very passionate about it. We have realized the spin-offs that will come in our favor as the municipality, who's the beneficiary of the project. I think I just wanted to address that. But it may take some time, Chair, but we've given ourselves time frames within which we are operating as a municipality, because by the 6 months, I need to indicate that I assumed duties the 1st January of 2018, the 4th January of 2018. But like you alluded to earlier on, and correctly so, Chair, when you take over, you don't disown, whether it's sins or against of your predecessors. You just own up. So that's where we are. But I'm sure in the next reporting, Chair, positive reports will come in this direction. That I can commit to. Chair, let me take the House then through our presentation. We first look at the overview. We did not just give an overview of Brantford, but we are giving the overview of Masilonyan at last, wherein we are indicating that our community stands at 60,081, and we cover the 6797.725.2 hectares, with the unemployment rate of 38.8%, one of the highest in the Free State province, I need to indicate, Chair. Then in terms of the wards, Chair, as Masilonyan, we have in four towns, that is Tienizen, with a township called Masilo, Brantford
Now the word spread there is 5 tenors, it's 3 in Brantford and it's 2 in Windbeck and 1 in Ferrière de Fletcher. Check the location of the house. We just had a slide after submitting, but let me just also, so that we bring everybody closer to home. The house is found in the township called Majwe-Maswiwa. In the town there is Brantford. The district is literally Putswa. Obviously, the province is Free State. The house number is number 802. That is a slide that you may not have there. You may not have there. It's something that we added after submission because we thought it will be prudent that we bring everybody closer to home, just for us to talk of something that we know, because it does not assist to say this house, but people must know the house is obviously in Majwe-Maswiwa, and the house number also. We felt it will be important that we flag that as well. So the house number is two sides, 802 as well as 803. Chair, the background to the project, the Department of Arts and Culture entered into partnership with the Free State Department of Sport, Arts, Culture and Recreation to upgrade the house and turn it into an educational multi-purpose center and a museum. But as a direct beneficiary, that's what we call ourselves, Chair, we feel that we will play a very pivotal role in as far as oversight and facilitation of public participation is concerned. The project was initially supposed to start in 2013, in November, Chair. I'm sure the DG has also alluded to that. The appointed company, DMZ Construction, as we were told, Chair, yes, they did assume a site in November 2013, but unfortunately there was a shortcoming in as far as that occupation of site was concerned, because there was not formal introduction of the contractor to the municipality, and this brought about a number of challenges, Chair, because even the then ward councillors were not in a position to can defend the contractor then. And unfortunately, some say the contractor was also forced to abandon site, as we were told. It was also issues of non-payment, but we know for a fact also that issues that had to do with the safety of their employees on site, that also was a challenge. And obviously that then exposed the site to vandalism, such that it was left in an undesired state after the contractor had left, Chair. Now, fortunately, Chair, we are welcoming new developments on the project. There have been meetings, a number of meetings between the stakeholders, Chair, and we appreciate the fact that for now, as the DC also alluded to, the local municipality is now being involved. Therefore, I can clearly indicate to this house that we are playing that role as a local municipality, Chair. And let me indicate while stage, we have further appointed Ndate Rajuli, hence is here. He is now the project leader, and I'm sure the DG will have to note that. Ndate Vusi Rajuli, our director of corporate services, has now been appointed as a project leader from the side of the municipality. Because what we did, we also noted the challenge that was emanating from ourselves. This was devolved to junior staff. Now, fortunately, we have now escalated to say that Rajuli, as a director of corporate services, will then take charge, full charge of the project from Masigonyana side. Chair, we also are appreciative of the milestones that have been reached so far. There has been fencing of the yard, and there's 24-hour on-site security. There's that guard house and a toilet check. And obviously, the security is provided by a locally based security company. You see, Chair, maybe one needs to talk to the mentality of small towns. When you go to a small town, whether you are a contractor or you are a developer, it becomes important that within your employ, you also consider the locals. Then that makes your life very easy. And we are appreciative of the fact that this has now been taken care of, Chair. That is a photo, Chair, just to reflect what is the current status quo in as far as the project is concerned. What is also of paramount importance, Chair, like I indicated, in Brantford we have 3 wards. Now, it has now been agreed upon that all the 3 ward councillors, as and when they have their meetings, they'll also ensure that the issue of the museum becomes a standing item in their meetings, so that everybody gets to know. The key thing is for us to have a buy-in of all the various stakeholders, Chair. And we, as a municipality, fortunately, we've also included this program in our IDP, because we want to ensure that for now it's something that will not happen once off, but it's something that will happen on a sustainable basis. Chair, I also need to indicate that the week of the 26th February to the 2nd of March will be dedicated to public participation across the four towns. Look, Chair, the idea here is that you can't have a museum in Macedonia, in Majomaso, Brantford, and the people of Macedonia are also not made aware in as far as this particular national project is concerned. We want to say, yes, and when tourists will be coming, but like we said, charity begins at home. So our people must know from the four towns that this wonderful project that will be coming in their space, Chair. Now, we're having these inputs that we are also making, Chair, as Macedonian. The first one is that we have started with a cleaning campaign in and around the museum. And, Chair, like the CFO of the district has alluded, we don't want to confine this project only to developing the house. But we are saying let Brantford Majomaso become a tourist hub so that we know within that area there are other areas that we'll also begin to target as a means of improving. Like there's that hill that we are looking at least we had an idea. There are those discussions that are taking place between ourselves and the district, of course, to see to it that we ensure that the project benefits our community at large. Chair, in front of the house, we have an old soccer ground. And for now, it has become, because it's dilapidated, it has become a social problem. We also hope that with this project, that soccer ground will also be turned into something that will benefit. I need to indicate the alternative soccer ground has been constructed within the municipality because we wanted to move it away from the house with the idea, Chair, that from the area around the house, we'll just develop something like a precinct where tourists will come and there'll be a far variety of benefits for tourists in our areas. Looking, of course, at stalls, looking at beautification and the cut by parking lots, Chair, then there'll be that security. And Chair, what we are also committing to is that a proper maintenance plan will have to put in place. But Chair, the point that we want to emphasize or to put more emphasis on is the last bullet to say it becomes very prudent, especially for national and province, as and when they get into our space. They ensure that we work together because the issue of public participation can really not be undermined, because that's one of the reasons why you find that the project will never be sustained. You start the project, but for the mere fact that you don't have the local community involved, then that project is bound not to go anywhere in terms of sustainability, Chair. Our outcomes, in as far as this is concerned, yes, is that from here we had hoped that there would be some more improved communication between various stakeholders, like we said, also enhanced public participation. Chair, we are thankful that the DG has also indicated the issue of MOU. I need to indicate that Ntate Rajuli is an attorney by profession. Now, as Macedonian, we had started to develop an MOU so that it will become prudent if all the parties, just for the sake of accountability, maybe we operate from an MOU point of view, wherein each and every stakeholder would know their duties, would know their role, and will take full responsibility and accountability of what would be expected of them in terms of this project. Chair. Chair, this is the steering committee that we have established, but this is not the end, like I'm saying, Chair. This is just that steering committee that is there, but from the engagement, I'm sure we can refine this further, because we further went on to include also Chair, members of the community, so that at least people, we have the buy-in from as much a broad spectrum as it can be humanly possible, Chair. This is the picture, Chair. Like I said, this is the area, surrounding area. This is the dilapidated sporting grounds that we've spoken of. With that, I thank you, Chair.
I was thinking about the venue where we're going to meet. Now, looking at these pictures, you know? Yeah, and then, I wonder how did we get to this on a very serious note. Thank you very much. I'm tempted to say
Innovative Mayor, it looks like you appointed right. Your appointment was a good appointment. Yeah, thank you very much. That was on a lighter note. Can I open for members to interact with the presentations? You will just indicate which one. Honorable Michalakis. It's not Michalakis. It's a difficult one. Don't worry, we are still struggling ourselves. But start with a me. It doesn't suck for Michalakis. Honorable Ngwenya, those are the hands I have for now.
Thanks, Chair. The non-availability of the province is, of course, limiting us in a way. Chairperson, thanks for the presentation. I'd like to know from the DG, where does the ownership of this project lie? Is it national? Is it province? Is it district? Is it local? Because that is where all things start. Because, Chairperson, I'm suspecting that we might be subjecting the local municipality and the district municipality to an unfunded mandate. Between province and national DG, where is the ownership of this project lying? Then everything else will flow from that one. That one is key, Chairperson. Who is the owner of this project? Now, I'm not able to answer the other questions because they are all based on the response to this. But be that as it may, I would also want to know the current contractor who is now, I don't know whether they're on site or what, in the scope of work, are the issues pertaining to heritage, restrictions and requirements being taken into consideration going forward, because that is also very, very important in respect of projects like this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. My first question is for the department. Firstly, let me thank all of you for your presentations. As the chairperson said, we would have preferred something in writing from the district municipality, but thank you nevertheless for your inputs. My first question to the department, on page 4 of your new presentation, the one that we had today, you make mention of an amount of 3 million rand, including a 4% IDT's management fee, was made available for the project implementation. I made earlier reference to a 3 million rand that was borrowed to Lesotho Putswa by the province. It's not the same 3 million rand that we're talking about over here, is it? That's my first question. So in other words, this is it separate from the 3 million rand that was borrowed to the municipality? Then my second question is, the previous implementing agent, that you said there were a few hiccups over there, who was that implementing agent, and how much money were they paid in the process? And then my third question to you is, the previous one at least, we indicated that the architects have come up with a plan. I don't know whether it was for the province or for yourselves, but a design of the project. If I remember correctly, there was a design of a project made to the national department as well. Can that design be made available to the committee? The simple reason I'm asking that, Chairperson, is in order to see whether the funds paid for a design of a project actually was justified if we get the designs in the end. Because in my view, at this stage, the site itself is very small. I understand you want to incorporate other things with it as well. Because if it's just the site, you sit with the old clinic, respond. That structure and the structure of the RDP house size, it's very small, and those structures are already there. So just to get an idea of the project that you want to incorporate, if those plans can be made available to the committee. Then a question to the district municipality. Your comment was that last Friday was our first meeting. I gather it's after the department took the project over years ago, in 2012, I believe, which is, where are we now, 6 years ago. As the district municipality, why did it take you so long that you only had this meeting last Friday? Then, again to the department, if I understand correctly, this MOU, has it already been drawn up? If it has been drawn up, can we get a copy of that so that we can also understand what the different parties' jobs is? If it has not been drawn up, I would like to hear from the department how it sees the role of the two different municipalities and the province in this project, and it links to what Honourable Kaula said. Because I think it's very important that this needs to be clarified for accountability's sake. Also, Madam Chairperson, Macedoniana Municipality, they know how to say my surname. Makileketla is my kasi. I'm a local boy. And I know that Macedoniana at this stage is struggling financially to even deliver the basic services. So the municipality is going to need pretty much all the financial help it can get for this project from a provincial and a national side. I don't think the municipality at this stage has funds to assist with such a project. So it's very important that we do make mention to the national department that if this project is to go forward, it must be taken into account that the municipality is not in a financial position to take this on board. And I think it is an important project in terms of job creation and for the heritage value of it. Chairperson, just two more questions, if you don't mind. The municipality makes mention of DMDMZ contractors. That was the initial one in 2013? Does either the department, because then the department already took over this project, does either the department or the municipality have an indication how much was then paid to DMDMZ construction, if money was paid to them? And then the local security company, who pays the local security company? How much are they being paid? How long have they been in operation? And I also see it creates 13 job opportunities, which I'm very happy about. But is that the whole company? Does it employ 13 people? Or is it 13 new job opportunities resulting from this project? If it's 13 new job opportunities resulting from this project, it seems a bit much to me, because you don't need 13 people looking after this site. So I get the feeling it must be the company employs 13 people. But I just need clarity on that. Is it 13 new job opportunities thanks to this project? Or is it 13 people employed by the company? If it's 13 new job opportunities, then I'm going to have a few follow-up questions on that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentations as well. I think Honourable Makele Keitla has taken most of my questions here. That's the disadvantage of being the last speaker. My concern as well, Chair, is around the 143,000 rand that is said to be used for the security and the security fence and the guard's house and the toilet. If it is possible, because I'm looking at the picture, and the picture of that fence, to me, it looks like the lowest grade of quality of that fence has been used. I doubt that. I've seen security fences. I think that one is not strong enough at all. So if it's possible, I would request that we get a breakdown and know how much that fence cost. And that security, that guard house, it's one of those tiny houses we put in our gardens as a tool shed. Really, I don't know, maybe prices in Gauteng and Free State, they differ. I wouldn't know, but I would really like to know exactly how much was spent for what, so that we know where that 144,000 rand went. The 3 million issue, it has been addressed. And Masilonyana, I would like to really congratulate you and thank you, you know, for making sure that locals are hired, especially women. It's a very good move, and I can really see that you have very good intentions, and we really, really appreciate that. You know, you seem to be very passionate about this project, and we really appreciate that. My only hope is that, and prayer for you, is that your national and province do not fail you, because as things are going now, that is very possible. So I hope that you have the strength and the guts to make sure that they do not fail you and you hold them accountable for what needs to be done from them. The issue of public participation, I just wanted to find out, but I think you've answered that when I go through the thing again, that they have already started taking place. So I suggest that goes on, because I can see that you guys have a plan, a sustainable plan, and I'm hoping that with you working together with your mayor, I think you are a very good team, and I'm really hoping that you will make us proud, and thank you very much for everything you have done so far. We really, really appreciate it. We're not bad guys. We just get angry when we feel that we are disrespected, because we are here for our provinces. We represent the people, and want to make sure that they get what they deserve. So I really thank you for what you have done so far, and we will support you wherever we can. Thank you.
Thank you very much, all members. I did not give the executive, I don't know whether it's an executive mayor or a mayor, an opportunity just to say something. Sorry, before that, Honorable Kaula requested just to say something.
Thanks, I'm sorry to do this. I just lost one issue here, which is the operational plan going forward. Do we already have that? We can't be doing the project when it's finished, complete. We don't know what to do with it. Funding modalities going forward. Organograms, do we know how many people will need to run this project? Who will do what? All those issues. Thanks, Chair.
I think also that one depends more on your first question, who owns the project. I don't know whether you want to come in now or you want to come when they do the responses, but can I recognize you first when they're starting with responses? But before that, let me also make my own inputs. Let me also welcome the presentations from the different spheres of government. We really appreciate them, though disappointed by the province. To the province, just tell them that there are no people who are sitting here ready to read other people's presentations. That is a disrespect at its best. They just forwarded a presentation. Who was going to read it for them? You will communicate our dissatisfaction as a committee. But from my side, I just want to echo what Honorable Ngwenya has said. Municipal Manager, your words, your presentation is really encouraging. It shows a vision on what you want to do there. I'm sure National Department also took note that the site now is not only the house itself. That's what I read from your presentation. You are also giving the site that was used for the sports field, which you can see in your slide with pictures. That the site now is not limited, DG, to the house itself. It's now open bigger
what is it that you want to do? What is it that can be done? Not only by you, I was glad, DG, the way you presented it, that you were going to draw other departments to be part of the project so that it can assist the community beyond what it was initially planned for. It's a good thing that you're coming up with. It complements what the municipal manager is saying, that you see it beyond the house itself. Other things could be done around the house. It's a good vision for that. I think you will complement each other very well with the DG, MM. What, just to remind members, this is not the presentation. Let us not be tempted to ask questions that we asked before. We ask a number of questions about where the money was used, we want this, we want that. That is why when we did not get answers, we said that part of investigation, we are referring it to SCOPA. So, no, not talking about you specifically. I'm asking, I know there were members who were there, they're asking same questions that they ask about money, referring to how money was spent. Just to remind ourselves, but also one thing I want to say, I don't think it is the intention of us or members to get to detailed details of the operation. It's good to do oversight. I'm just cautioning ourselves, but having said that, I've noticed that, DG, the project before, I don't know whether there had been a revision of a scope. There was 3 million allocated for the project by national, and there was 3 million allocated by province, which was equal to 6 million at the time. That was 2012. It's 2018 now. You are allocating 1.9 million. Is it, I don't know what is this, whether the scope has been revised or reduced, whether it was over-costed at the time or it is, has been under-costed now. Why is this money less than before? I don't know whether it's my calculations, but I heard you say, I don't know, say 11, but I saw 1.9. If it is 1.9, from 6 million to 1 to 2 million, if I may round it up, what is happening there? We don't want to see problems in the future. We can't just be happy about reduced figures, yet at the end of the day, you will say money was not enough, we could not complete the project because money was not enough. I will have to get an answer there. The second matter is that, MM, you appoint a director, corporate services, to be a project manager. Don't you have infrastructure development or a person in the infrastructure construction environment to be a project leader? Because you want a person with skills. I understand corporate to be management of personnel of people. Why appoint a person from corporate? Don't you have a project manager in your project management component in the municipality now? It's not about just appointing a person. It's appointing a person with skills. Maybe he is misplaced in corporate services. He's having skills to manage a project there. We will need to have other. We don't want to have responses in the future. Oh, our project managers did not have skills. We must raise it now. Why a manager, director, corporate is a project leader in a construction project? Then the third question from my side, the temporal fence. I take it as temporal fencing, Honorable Ngwenya. Why do we put a temporal fencing? Because I don't think that project will sit with that fence after it has been completed. Why temporal fencing? Because this project is permanent. Maybe it was because of the vandalism. But consider putting permanent fencing, DG. It might have assisted because now we realize that there is another site there. But consider putting permanent fencing. I want to check also, why do you want the district municipality to clarify the site, because sites are clarified by local municipality. Whose site is that? There was a question on that. Whose site is that? They must clarify that. But I think the local municipality has answers on whose site is that. It links, also linked with Honorable Kaula's question of who owns the project. Is it going to be handed over at completion or what? My last question is, Mamun is still alive. Are we in a way consulting? I don't know what happens with other projects named after people. Are we consulting with her or her role in this whole project? Because I think he might have something to say, what she would want to see in her name. Are we consulting her at all? Or are we just doing a project in her name while he's still alive and pretend that she will be happy for that? What do you know, Mamun? Mamun is one. Mamun, if she's not happy with something, she'll just say, was not consulted, I don't even know what they're doing there. A way of consulting with her, checking with her whether she is in agreement with you on what you want to do in her name in that project. I think it's important that we do that. I've been reminded that when it comes to tickets, it's not only tickets, also games. No, sports, it's not sports. It's not sports. Tickets for your jazz, not only the jazz festival, they have in whatever provinces. This thing I don't want to give it to you, but I can tell you what was happening before. Your department will always prioritize the portfolio committee and forget about the select committee. When they do, it will be a day before the event. And said, oh, there are tickets available after they've given all their friends. We know, because you will hear people, I'm going to this event, Makove. So friends, they give their friends, you will hear, no, I'm going, the department is giving me tickets. We are members of this committee. If there are tickets available for us, can we know on time? Because when they tell me afternoon that I was phoned in the afternoon that in Makofe, are you attending or not? You're telling me now afternoon the event is tomorrow. If there are tickets available, let members know on time so that they can attend or prepare themselves. I trust you, DG, you will change this bad history in the department. I've been reminded about that. Can I allow you to respond, but first recognize the mayor?
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. As the MM alluded, the only thing that we want to do now moving forward is to commit ourselves in this project to make it successful as it is, than before, because the municipality was not committed by that time. So now if we enter into memorandum of understanding, therefore it will enable the municipality to play their vital role in terms of this project. And I would like to welcome all the presentations, Honorable Chair, but the budget as a municipality, we didn't have budgeted for this project, as much as we are in Section 129 struggling about the finances of the municipality. I thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't know who to start. DG?
No, thanks very much, Honorable Chair. Fortunately, I'm not alone. Difficult questions I will ask Mr. Dima to deal with. Let me start with the easy one, the tickets. Honorable Chair, the question around the ownership. The department has a full responsibility to get the whole project finalized. In our meeting, we then agreed that now that the deputy minister has assisted, at us to say, let's meet as early as possible to define roles. In our presentation, we then made it clear to the province, as well as the municipalities, that if the project is going to be handed over by March 2019, we're giving an opportunity to plan in terms of sustainability so that this doesn't become a white elephant. So that comes 1st of April 2019, they would have factored in their budget, the province, not the municipality. Municipality, the mayor was clear, they don't have money to sustain or maintain. They are one of those depressed municipalities. So the plan at this stage is that we will take responsibility until completion, sourcing and resourcing everything that the museum will require. And then it must then be managed from the provincial sports, arts and recreation, not remotely by head office. And that was agreed to at that time. But they will then not work in isolation. That is why the municipality was there, as well as the locals. They were mandated to really bring the locals there. The bigger picture is that this project is not an isolated house. It must be linked to development within Brantford. And you have something sort of a precinct. That is why human settlements, one of the things raised by mayor was there are people who travel from Bloemfontein being teachers and they have to drive back to Bloemfontein. It impacts on that. Therefore, human settlement around that area of the sports and whatever, whatever that they will decide in their integrated development plan, consider building houses, sort of flats. There is a concept they used, and remember, but where people, teachers can be able to stay, you create a vibrancy, both economically and socially in that environment. That is why this plan is really bigger than a house. So that is the context in which this ownership is going to be. We will hand over once we are done with the construction. But the plan is it must be also self-sustainable. It must help the community generate income and revenue for growth and development of the area. That was the first question, Chair, that I think was very critical, so that even in the meeting we had to clear those roles, Honorable Cowan. On the issue of the breakdown, the 3 million is, as far as I'm concerned, different. If there was any 3 million, I'm not going to implicate myself. I don't know that there was a 3 million given to municipality. I know of a 3 million that we allocated and gave part of that money in the following breakdown to IDG. Department committed that should the project cost at all possibilities, the budget would be 3 million, but did not transfer all 3 million to IDG. Transferred 1.8 million to IDT. IDT's expenditure for the architecture paid 476,078. And then for the contractor, 817,543. The balance of 1.26 million, remains with unspent within IDT. As far as we're concerned, it is the money that the mandate we were given with our discussion with them was that we will have to get that money back from IDT as money unspent. So that is a breakdown. There was a, if we can project the breakdown of the 143, we can project it and we will show you itemized costing. How would the money go to 143? While we are showing that, Honorable Chair, the local municipality, we acknowledge, Honorable Nguyen, that they are in a distress. environment. And therefore, but here, as all other municipalities that are particularly rural and underdeveloped, they face the issue of revenue generation. But our commitment, Honorable Ngwenya, is to work with all the critical stakeholders. That is why the committee is a multi-departmental, multidisciplinary committee that will make sure that the needs identification is done, there is role clarification, and then there will be accountability through the MOU. The MOU is not yet finalized because the meeting is still to take place where all stakeholders are going to meet on our cover. Based on that, the MOU will then inform in very clear, explicit terms who is responsible for what. We were supposed to, there's a meeting we agreed after the 7th that we'll bring all these departments. It will make it easy to then have a comprehensive MOU than for us to sit alone and do the MOU or with the limited after the additional stakeholders were identified, Honorable Chair. Now, the designs available, we'll project them here, but it links to the question by Honorable Chair that the scope was it revised. No, not yet. The scope is still the same. The 3 million was a projected budget. The only time we're going to get the actual cost is when the agency gives us the breakdown, which we are hoping that we're going to be having it by the 9th of March at the latest. That is when we will know the exact cost. But those were projected to say we're rather not under budget, because as you indicated, the place is small. So we will deal with that. So the designs, as you can see them there, as we project them, they are there, we can make them available. But these are the original designs. Honorable Malkala, let me not... the breakdown of the jobs that was raised, if you look at our presentation on slide 9, it indicates which component of jobs was created. When we speak of 88,569 appointed or local employees, 3 females and 2 males, that is for security purposes. Yes, ma'am. The one of the design. The printer, no, we've got it, we can leave it with the... We will do that, Honorable Chair. Critical question about, are we consulting with Mama Winnie, Honorable Chair? And here's the intention, DM and instructed, in fact, there was a planned meeting even to take Mama Winnie to the site so that she can get a concrete view of what we are thinking and what she would like to see. But the family then had advised that for now we don't take her that distance. But the minister indicated to me, in fact, gave an instruction that we need to do that before the plan and everything construction is done, so that we know we have her own views, because she can be able to say, but that is not, in 87, this is not how things were. And therefore, we need that input from her side. So that is will be a full agent follow-up, because the planned visit to take her there was, we were advised by family not to take her there at that time, as per the DM's plans. We will definitely make sure that when the whole structure is finished, it will be secured, Honorable Chair, so that you have a permanent fencing. There was agency here that the DM identified, the media, there were people who would mislead people. Rape is taking place. And that misinformation becomes a reputational risk for the project. DM that said, let us urgently secure it. And we had to intervene in that regard. Yes. Operational plan going forward, in terms of how many people will be employed, and I think it's a detailed plan on Bukaula that we will need to develop as we finalize everything, the plan, including that it will go concurrent with the project plan as well as the project execution and what it means beyond the project once it's finished. But I think we will give him as an opportunity just for now to finalize this plan. We should be able to have that plan, because then the site will tell us that at the exhibition you need one or two people, at the house you need so many people, and based on that, whoever inherits this must know what are the cost implications, and then whether they will be able to do that or they will need support from national or not, based on the cost obligations that come with the handover of the project. I'm not sure if Mr. Ndimoy want to, if I left anything, Honorable Chair, my colleagues will assist. But who pays the local security? Currently the department is. All that, the interim measures for now are carried by, are borne by the department at national level.
Chairperson, thank you. The DG has covered almost everything. I mean, the only thing that maybe DG, you might just have left out is the issue of heritage. You know, the, how do we ensure that the heritage integrity of the site is kept? what we're going to be doing, we'll be working with the, at the national level, with at least the support of the National Heritage Resources Agency. At the provincial level, we'll also enlist the support of the Free State Provincial Heritage Resources Authority, because we want to ensure that they come and, you know, they partner with us to ensure that first and foremost we look at the how the site looked like in the years that we're talking about, the 80s. And also, because we are restoring the house, kind of material that needs to be used so that you do not deface the heritage integrity of the site. So that's the plan in terms of ensuring that, because we are restoring the heritage, we do not want to now build something that is totally different from what it was. So it must be as close as possible to what the site looked like in the 1980s. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. The issue, it was concerns the meeting that we held with the local municipality. The question was asked why now. After the meeting we held the 7th February with National Department, then we agreed that we need to rope in the local municipality in this big forum to make sure that the project is happening, because they are the one who own land and then other things. Then we, last week Friday, the mayor of the district and the mayor of the local municipality, then they convened the meeting where this thing was part of the discussion. That's why it was only discussed in the previous meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I think one of the resolutions that we raised in that meeting last week was that there are going to be meetings, not only with the departments, but between the district and the local moving forward, because I know the district executive mayor has also indicated his passion in as far as this project is concerned. But we appreciate the fact that finally, at least, the project has kicked off the ground, Honourable Member, so that at least there's something that is beginning to happen, and we hope that it will yield the required fruit. Chair, the second question that we had from, I'm tempted now to say Honourable Makelekele, if I'm allowed, Chair. the number 13, I think it comes from ourselves. Basically, we looked at the job opportunities, hence we did not even commit to say jobs. We said job opportunities, because we took everything into consideration to say what has also speaks to people who are employed in as far as fencing is concerned, not only confined to the security, so that we clarify that one, Chair. The other question that was posed was why Director Corporate Services. Let me indicate to the House that it's very unfortunate that Masilo Nyana, for now, we're operating on in terms of three senior managers. It's myself, Director Corporate Services, and the CFO. So we still have two posts, that of the Director Technical Services and that of the Director Social and Community Services, that are still vacant. Now we had to, because what we wanted to do, we are lacking staff in a number of sections, but we said for the sake of accountability at the meet, so that we don't have a junior manager who wouldn't account and who wouldn't begin to assist the process, let's have one senior manager appointed in that regard. But once we get ourselves in order, then definitely we may have to withdraw him. But for now, we just had to have somebody in that space. I thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. One thing that I've appreciated from the local municipality is the disclosure of your financial status. It assists a lot so that you don't create expectation of things that will not be done. And it is safe to say from my side that the district, if it comes to when we talk now about the bigger plan, you'll have to be assisting. At least I'm talking to the CFO. There has to be some money put aside for this project. It's a very important project to all of us. I must say thanks to the members of parliament from that province who made sure that we do follow up on this project. You don't know politicians. The question that said, why a meeting just last week? You know what was that meeting question saying? You did not see a need to meet all these years until when Parliament raised it. Now you start to have a meeting this week. That was the essence of the question. It was not just an innocent question. It was a loaded question. But I just want to thank again the members of Parliament, especially from that province, Honorable Michalakis. Your name has been changed so many times. Makelekele. At least it's from your province. We want to thank you for following up. I think that is our role, to be here as members of the NCOP to look at the needs of our province. We are hoping that DG you will meet soon, finalize the MOU, but it doesn't mean that work should not be done. Because when we come, it could be next term starting in April. Probably April, May, will be in the province. We want to see something happening by that time when we come. When it comes to the plan, the local municipality together with the district, it will not, the plan, the bigger plan, the precinct will not come from national. Don't expect Department of Culture to do that precinct plan. It can only assist national departments when they come and you say to them, this is what we are planning to do as a municipality or as a district. So this is where we need support from national government to facilitate economic activities in that area. DJ, I was also thinking that because we're talking about tourist attraction, some sort of a statue of Mamuin. There is one that people like. I also like it the most, where the late president was coming out of Robben Island, where they are raising their fist, both of them. That could really attract tourists into that precinct. Consider putting a statue there. It could be in that house or in the new space that is being allocated now. Those are things that you must think of. All members, concluding now. All right, let me start with Honorable Mshodi, Honorable Kaula, then it will be Honorable Michalakis.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson. Mine is just a comment, Chairperson, as the permanent delegate from the Free State. I think it's proper to say thank very much for Lejoli Puswa to honor this invitation. And also, Honorable Chairperson, ke rata ho leboha majoro a Masulanyane. Re a leboha mme. Ha le tla ha re le bitsitse le fa matla. And also just to thank Municipal Manager. Well done, Ntate. I'm not surprised, Honorable Chairperson, let me tell you. The Municipal Manager is a former, he was my former teacher. That's why sometimes I even afraid to ask the question. So I know. Yes, no, not protecting my teacher, but he was my former teacher. And the department, I think, Chairperson, what I'm going to say, I just want to thank very much just to honor this invitation because now at least I'm relieved. I was traumatized about this issue of Umewini, but after the presentation now, I'm going to sleep very well. Well done, Eve.
Now, thanks, Chair. Thank you very much. I also want to commend the project, Chairperson. This is a very good idea to all the stakeholders. A very good project. You need to handle it with care, including the province. That's why it's important, Chair, that really the province must be seen to be on board fully. Lastly, to national, you are the custodians of the Heritage Act. Art and culture. You cannot study the plans and start implementing before they are approved to be compliant by the relevant agencies. I heard you saying something else. It's the other way around. Compliance first by the heritage agencies. They approve the plans and then start building so that you don't get embarrassed. You can get somebody going to court and say you are the custodians but you are not complying. So it's important that you really take that into consideration, that they must comply, including the municipality. Their department must approve your plans, so that whoever is wrong, the court will be able to say, no, no, but you did get the go-ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, if I may request you just, there has been an indication from the department to make available both the plan and the breakup of the 143,000 that they showed us on the screen. If that can just be forwarded by them, thank you very much for that and good luck with the project. I think it is something that can create opportunities in an area which I know is in dire need of some opportunities. As Honourable Carla said, look after it because we are going to keep eye on it. Chairperson, with regards to the accounting of the district municipality, I would prefer to do it through the committee, but I think it, because the committee deserves to hear the answers over there, I think we should not let them go so easily, well now at least, but they need to come back to account on what the CFO said he can't account for at this stage. I think there needs to be some form of a follow-up on that because I still have a lot of questions, specifically with regards to the money that was allocated over there. It's very sad that important heritage projects like this, if there is any indication that money can't be accounted for, it does not sit very well with anyone in this committee. The chairperson was correct that my question was asked, why so late? The ministers, with all due respect, and the MEC only visited this house after it made the ENCA news bulletin because I took it to the news. Then the ministers woke up. And only in February, the municipality woke up. Whilst this heritage site was standing there for years and years and years and years, and the only people who knew about it was the community and the politician who lives and works in that community. And that is the big problem. This cannot happen again. So, Chairperson, with that being said,
I do think we need to revisit the district municipality. The province needs to also come and see us. But I would like to thank the municipalities and the department for being here and for making the inputs that they have, and I'm looking forward to engaging with them in the near future. Thanks.
No, thank you very much. I think the other part we concluded earlier when we were dealing with the issue of the province, that the other issues will be discussed in that meeting with the district. Remember, when you spoke about that. We agree that whether it's new or old, but information is there, we need that report. We did say that. We concluded on that. And we also said the province, that is why we said when we have the department's budget in a committee, we'll take it to Free State so that you can see the project at the same time deal with the issue of the province. That was concluded like that. Then I'm not sure about the news issue. What I know you did write is writing to the committee. The news one, no. I'm not sure if I'm fine with it. I'm fine with your route of coming to the committee. That was the correct one. And you did a good thing for your province at the same time for the community. And the stalwart, Umamwini, of which the project is named after, and it was the house. We really appreciate that one. The news one, I don't want us to put mostly our dirty linen for the world to see. What the world does, they hide their dirty linen and project the good about their countries. Having said that, I think you have responded in the on the questions that were posed to you. It's safe to say we thank you very much, but Honorable Mshodi, you will take this up with your province, the Premier, about the absence of the department in two occasions. You will take it up with the Premier. We're not taking it light. You take it very serious as a committee. They must at least respect Parliament. Yeah, it's happening for the second time. When we go there, they must be there. Otherwise, we don't want to be seen as being playing a big brother to the province, but they must do what they were employed to do. Just want to declare the meeting adjourned, and thank you very much.